from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back with more Hit and Run.
Hey, bada 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 bada, so we bada. Hey, bada 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 bada, so we bada. Kennedy, 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 so we bada.
On 670, The Score.
That's oh, beauty, one. Breaks it in, the sweeper.
See that too often.
No, no, we don't.
There's a swing and a pitch right there. Get him right back. That's it, the sweeper. 70 pitches so far for Shohei. Swing and a miss, and he got him. Swing. It's a little shortened up here, 0-2, but he strikes out.
And that was a solid, solid cutter.
1-2. That's the best pitch. I agree. I concur 100%. Savoy.
It is the soundtrack that most Cubs fans are dying to hear. Some Shohei Ohtani strikeouts. Unfortunately, like most classic albums that you cannot get the original, you just might not ever see it, bro. You just might not
He's
see it.
He's coming to the north side, man. Come
Stop
on.
Stop it. Don't be ridiculous. It's Gabe Ramirez filling in for Matt Spiegel here on Hit and Run, leading you into Cubs baseball. Cubs taking on the St. Louis Cardinals today. Pregame begins at 12:45. First pitch at 1:20 p.m. right here on The Score in the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. Cubs are going to be making some moves. We'll be talking about those. But we'll also be looking at Major League Baseball as a whole with our next guest. And then at the very end, it's only fitting, I got to get a Justin Fields question in. I know this is a hidden run. I know I'm going to get in trouble for talking about something other than baseball. But I really do like Mr. Rose, and I want to get his opinion on JF1. All right, joining us right now on the Circa Resort Casino Hotline, Circa Resort Casino Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He is an analyst at John Boy Media, the MLB Network, NFL Network. He hosts the Chris Rose Sports Podcast, and he's hanging out with us right now. Of course, it is Chris Rose. Hey, happy Sunday, Chris. How's it going?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing good. You guys had, the presence was felt at the All-Star game. John Boy Media doing a great job. Got your jerseys on. Everybody looking good over there. What was the festivities like for you this time around?
I mean, it's always great. Like, to me, obviously, the Home Run Derby has become kind of the crown jewel of all of it. I think it's the best event out of all of the All-Star games. You know, it's way surpassed the dunk contest. It's probably right up there with the three-point shooting just as far as fun and entertainment. And, you know, it didn't disappoint when J-Rod was doing his thing in front of the home crowd and hit 41 homers.
Unreal.
That was pretty cool because the place just, you know, and that's the thing. Every time there's a – you have to have a hometown participant. You have to. I've been to a few of them where they haven't, and you're like, oh, my God, who's the idiot that didn't include somebody from the hometown team? So it's great when that happens. And then for us, you know, we don't even go to the game. We house an all-star watch party, which kind of allows our community that we've built over the years to fly in, hang out with us. We do live podcasts. We hang out with them. We drink beers. We tell stories, the whole bit. And it's just really fun. It's almost like a summer camp get together for everybody from around the country. So that's the best part of it, I think.
Chris, you guys really do a really great job with John Boy Media. And you mentioned it, right? Giving the fans an opportunity to fly in, to hang out with you. What do you think is the key to connecting with an audience at that level? You have so many people that want to do podcasts, so many people that attempt these things, but you know, once you make that connection, that's when you can propel yourself to the next level. What do you think you and specifically John Boy Media does to engage the listener at a high level?
I think we're just authentic. I mean, that's really the biggest deal. I mean, that's part of the reason Pat McAfee has become as big as he is, right? Mm. You feel like when you're listening to Pat McAfee and all of his dudes, that's who you're listening to. You're not listening to any league propaganda. You're not listening to something because we're talking about it because that's what we're passionate about, not because it's on at 7 o'clock on our network tonight, and so we have to promote it and pretend like we give a you-know-what about it. Mm-hmm. That's not what it is. We're talking about stuff because we care about it. We want to have fun with it. We come out with these fun games that we do. I think the smartest thing we've done as a company, Jimmy and Jake, who are the two founders, Jimmy, of course, is John Boyd, and they purchased this warehouse in Jersey City, New Jersey, that they've turned into this content house. And people tune in to watch us play Blitzball or the Ball in Play League, which is a combination of Blitzball and cricket. We're about to go up and shoot a floorball tournament. And people just enjoy seeing something new that's fun, where there are no restrictions on how you can talk to each other and, you know, FAA regulations. There's none of that. We're just a bunch of people hanging out and having fun. And I think that, like, I've got a thing coming out today with the White Sox where I go out and I do this baby ball players thing where I sit with a bunch of the guys, Liam Hendricks, Lucas Giolito, Vaughn was part of it. I mean, there's some really funny things. And I suggest you go out to our John Boy Media social channel and check it out. I mean, it's fun because they just love talking crap about their teammates, and you don't get a lot of places you could do that.
Yeah. And then, like, because that's the thing, if you can infiltrate baseball culture and really get them to be comfortable, then you really do get some gems. Because the guys, they do like those kinds of things. It's always a fun clubhouse in it. But if you can get that to translate over to the media side, then you are going to get some really great content. We're talking to Chris Rose here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez, filling in for Matt Spiegel on Hit and Run. You mentioned the White Sox, so I think it's only fitting we talk about them. You know, I'm a huge T.A. fan. I have his clothing line. I like the way he plays baseball. I like his approach at the plate. I think a lot of people are down on him here in the city just because he's not that vocal, outspoken kind of a guy consistently. When you look at a guy like T.A. who still has a year of control, who might be appealing to certain other franchises to get that second base shortstop kind of a guy in there. But then you look at the White Sox and they themselves could use a Tim Anderson. Do you think he's the kind of guy that would do better with a change of scenery, or do you think that sticking around, you know, as a member of the White Sox would be better for his career?
Well, I don't think this is just a Tim Anderson question. I mean, I can't wait for the White Sox 30 for 30 in two decades. Because I really am wondering what the hell is going on here.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, by the way, I doubt he would do this, but do you think that Tony La Russa is sitting somewhere laughing?
Of course he is. Of course he is.
Y'all thought it was me. And by the way, I was one of those who thought it was him. I'm not going to run from that. But I cannot believe that a team with this much talent has struggled so significantly. This year, there's zero excuse. I mean, you guys know I'm from Cleveland. I'm a huge Guardians fan. The fact that the White Sox aren't even sniffing this division is beyond me. I cannot believe it for the life of me. Have they had some injuries? Absolutely. But they have injuries every year. But they still have enough of a pitching staff, right? Lucas has had a really solid year. His last start's stunk, but other than that, he's been really, really solid. Mm-hmm. Lance Lynn, I can't figure out. What they have to do is they have to have an opener and then just tell him this is innings 2 through 7. Go kick some ass.
Yeah, knock it out.
Right. You know, I mean, Dylan Cease has been up and down this year. Remarkable at times. He still walks too many hitters. Kopech, I can't figure out. You know, the other night he was lights out, but then there's other times where it looks like he's the most hittable pitcher ever with nasty stuff. So, like, that pitching staff alone should at least have them at 500. But to circle back, we all know that if they trade Tim Anderson in a week, they are selling as low can go. As low can go. And I just think it's worth them to hang on to him more, because I think that this team's going to have a total facelift, not only in the next 10 days, but in the offseason as well.
We're talking to Chris Rose here on 670 The Score. And I think you're right. The squad itself, because I was talking to somebody earlier, Chris, and I just, as I was watching the game yesterday against the Twins, I tried to look at the team, you know, with Dylan Cease on the mound and the lineup that was constructed. And I thought to myself, what could be added to this team to then make the White Sox the ones that were feared as opposed to the Twins? Because for the last several years, whenever you're facing the Twins, it's always a, you got to sweep them or you got to take two out of three in order to, you know, put yourself in a better situation, not to create distance, not to impose your will, but to just kind of hang around with the Minnesota Twins. But then I looked at the team, Chris, and I said, okay, well then what could you add here that would then make them better? Because the easy answer is everybody playing up to their potential. But even if the team with where they're at right now, I try to find the gaps that if you were to plug something in, what could make them better? Do you think that exists, or do you think it's as simple as the players themselves just not playing up to their potential?
I think it's a bad mix. And I'm not saying that they're bad people. I want to make this very clear. For whatever reason, this group of guys has not worked. I mean, it's been a lot of the same guys for the last few years, right? You thought that maybe when they got it going in 2021 and they ended up losing in, I think, four games to Houston mm-hmm. in the divisional round, you thought that was going to be kind of the jumping off point. And instead, it's been the jumping off a cliff point. You know, it just – and so I would say there are a couple of guys you can hang on to. Luis Robert's fantastic. I mean, he has had as good a year as anybody in the American League who doesn't pitch and hit for a living. He has just been unbelievable to watch.
Fun to watch.
Great. But so usually when you have a type of year like that, leading a team that's got this much talent on it, they're going to at least be in contention for something. And they're literally one of the four teams in the American League where you're like, yuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel bad for my White Sox friends. I got a bunch of them too, you know, and I love Benetti. I mean, that broadcast is great, and he's one of the really good dudes in the sport. And I'm like, thank God the White Sox fan base has you, brother. Thank God.
Something to be happy about. But Chris, I look at teams like the Dodgers, mm-hmm. and I'm a Sox fan, so obviously I'm constantly making comparisons to try to see like what is just so different about these organizations mm-hmm. that perform at a high level year in and year out. Like, what do you think it is? What are the Dodgers doing so differently from the rest of Major League Baseball teams? You know, not even just to harp on the Sox or the Cubs, but just Dodgers. What are they doing so differently from everyone else that separates them?
Well, there just must be a way where these guys believe in themselves. When they arrive, they are expected to not just contribute, but to be a part of greatness. And I think I would say there's two organizations that really specialize in this. It's the Dodgers and the Astros. And the reason I single those two out is because they have both let upper echelon players walk in free agency, right? The Dodgers let Corey Seager go. Then they let Trey Turner go. They let Max Scherzer go. The Astros, they've let Verlander, Garrett Cole, George Springer,
Correa.
Carlos Correa, yeah. Zach Greinke. And where are they both? They're both at the, you know, year in and year out at the top of their leagues because they're drafting and developing really well. In some cases, in Houston's case, for the most part, they are signing guys kind of like the Atlanta Braves do at a younger age where they're still giving them nine figures, but it's not $275 million. It's $150. And that allows them to pay some other guys.
Mm.
The Dodgers have done it a little bit differently, but they've also, you know, they let Justin Turner walk. They bring in J.D. Martinez, which was a move I was critical of in the offseason because I know how much Turner means to that clubhouse, and J.D. had an all-star first half. They just get guys and put them in the right positions to succeed. Andrew Friedman has done a remarkable job there, and the Astros hierarchy has done the same thing. it takes a lot to do it. I mean, the Dodgers have been at the top for a decade now, and they still have a top five farm system.
Unreal.
Like, that is virtually unheard of.
It is fun to watch, to see that. But I love what you said, Chris, where, you know, the minute you walk in the building, there is an expectation of greatness that is placed upon you. And I think it is true. Because when they're rotating guys in and out, I mean, you know, if you play for that organization, there's expectations there, and they are to be met. They are not to be, you know, taken lightly like some other teams that do that. We're talking to Chris Rose from John Boy Media, the MLB Network, NFL Network, right here on 670 The Score. Before we get to my football question, you know, I have one thing I saw the other day. I'm looking at this White Sox team, and you know, they're losing two in a row, and then they're down by a ton of runs, and then someone hits a homer, and then they still put him in the mob jacket, you know. And I felt bad. I think it was Jake Berger. I felt bad for him because it's like, you know, your team's not performing well. You're losing a couple games straight. You're losing right now, but you still got to put on the thing. But I love the celebrations. Which team in your mind has one of the cooler ones for you, where you're not tired of it yet when you see it happening?
The Mariners celebration with the trident is hilarious. And that was on full display yesterday in that crazy game against Toronto. And then I am so into what the Reds are doing. Some people don't like the Viking helmet, but I think that thing is cool as can be. And when they wear it with their Black City Connect jerseys, I'm like, that is awesome. And they're also young, they're energetic, they're fun. And then they've got one of the great personalities in the sport, Joey Votto, who's 40 years old. He's almost twice as old as some of their up-and-coming stars. And he's right in the middle of the celebration and loving every second of it. I think it's just a cool story. I don't know if it's going to end in a playoff berth for them, but I just think it's great.
It's fun to watch in the present. That's something that we do know. And baseball purists, you always know that one team is going to surprise you. So it's good to follow that ride and see where it could lead you, whether it is a playoff berth or just on the outside and putting your team in a different trajectory. All right, so we got to talk Justin Fields. And the big story here in Chicago, one thing that, like, if you're walking the streets and you say anything other than Justin Fields is going to throw for 3,500 yards, then it's like blasphemy, right? So, but the Vegas line is at 2,850, and that's after Justin Fields came out himself and said that he was going to throw for 4,000 yards. When you look at Justin Fields and when you try to take a snapshot and say to yourself, you know, what is a realistic number for Justin Fields in his growth? Threw for 2,200 last year. What does that look like for you in terms of just passing yards for Justin Fields?
Are you going to hate me if I say I don't care about the passing yards?
No.
Like, I don't mean to, like, I don't care what a guy throws for. Like, Patrick Mahomes, I know, is always going to flirt with 4,500 to 5,000 yards, right? As long as, and that's fine. That's what they need him to do. Does this team need Justin Fields to run for 1,100 yards like he did last season in order to get to where they want to get to? Like, let's not put a number. Let's not have him be. They've never had a 4,000-yard passer.
Ever.
Correct, right?
Ever.
Yeah. So, like, at the end of the day, who cares? The passing stats are so overinflated. I mean, there's going to be – do you know that there's kids growing up in this world who think that Matt Ryan's a better quarterback than Troy Aikman? Do you know that?
Because of the 4,000 so many yards.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And we have to stop that. We have to stop that as a football community. We have to do our job. So I don't care if Justin Fields throws for 4,100 yards, 3,100 yards, like at the end.
Oh, no. We lost Chris Rose. I think my timer ran out on him. But he brings up a great point. I think we are all infatuated with an actual number, when in reality, it's just more so the productivity. What is the end result of those yards? If hit and run was a bumper run, if we were doing bumper run, right? That's what Speaks calls it.
Yeah, when we get into football.
No bumper run. Sorry, I don't want to get
pick
in trouble.
Pick and roll when we get into basketball.
No. Dump and chase, what is it?
Dump it, yeah, it's as high. I don't know if I've never been around for a dump and chase episode.
You won't, well, I'm
yeah, you don't want to talk hockey?
All right.
Let's talk some Cubs, man.
We are going to talk some Cubs on the other side. I want to get back into the conversation about Cody Bellinger and Marcus Stroman. People were really hot about that, and we had to take two guests in a row, which I apologize for. But Chris Rose is awesome. He's so cool.
Chris is the best.
But again, it the question that was put out there is there are so many people that want Marcus Stroman and Cody Bellinger gone. I want to talk to the people that want them to stay.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Oh, it's me.
You want both of them to stay?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I do.
I'm surprised you are not part of the more prospects around Pete Kerr-Armstrong. I'm surprised that's not you.
I mean, I love Pete Kerr-Armstrong. You know that. But
right? No. So why don't you want more Pete Kerr-Armstrongs?
Because the way I'm looking at it is like, if you're going to trade Cody Bellinger, Marcus Stroman, okay. You know, maybe you're getting a good return back, but you still got to replace those guys. And then you also got to add more guys to be better. So you're really buying four guys to replace two guys.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. And a guy like Cody Bellinger, like, you don't see lefty hitters with power that hit lefty pitchers. Like that does not exist in baseball very often. Cody's one of the few guys, and he's doing it better than just about anyone.
The problem and the reason why most people are so quick to say trade Stroman and Bellinger is because of the inability to precisely predict what their future will be.
Yeah, it's uncertain for both of them. That's great.
And so that's why, where no one wants to give them both a ton of money and then for both of them to regress. And then now you look like a fool. So again, I do want to talk to my Cody Bellinger and Marcus Stroman supporters, those that want them to stay members of the Chicago Cubs. Where are you at? Because the argument needs to be made, because there is a large group of people that want them traded. 312-644-6767. What's your take on the Cody Bellinger, Marcus Stroman saga that is unfolding before our eyes? I want to take your calls. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you think. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez filling in for Matt Spiegel. Your calls regarding your beloved Cubs after this. It's Hit and Run right here on 670 The Score.
We're back with more.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one! Or trap pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hit and Run.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
On 670 The Score.
No crying!
Here comes the 0-1 to Bellinger. He swings, drills one deep right field, way back. This could go. It's gone! Grand slam, Cody Bellinger. Cubs up 6-0.
It's giving Anthony Rizzo vibes. It's giving Anthony Rizzo right now. Cody Bellinger, you want to love him. And not just for a summer. You don't want it to be a summer fling. You want it to be a long-term thing.
I want belly all times, all seasons, man. I'll take some winter belly.
Careful. Just careful.
Yeah.
It's like, just careful, Sean Sears.
Okay.
Shady Sears there.
I could dump myself if I need to.
You're right. We are taking your calls about The two guys in question, two guys that are playing. I mean, again, you have to point to the fact that you watch baseball because you want it to be fun. Every game is a different experience. How you get to the finish line is different. But within those nine innings, you want to be captivated. You want your levels of joy to reach new heights. And when you you're watching Stroh, when you're watching Bellinger, you kind of feel that way. I've said Belly's approach at the plate is beautiful to watch. Can he hit the long ball? Sure, you just heard the grand slam. But it's what he was doing yesterday where he was hitting the off-speed pitch. Sitting back just enough, but still making solid contact as he's reaching out over the plate to push the ball opposite. It's beautiful to watch. And so again, when I hear all these people saying, oh, you got to trade Belly, you got to trade Stroh, I'm like, where are the people that are for Stroman and for Bellinger? I want to hear from them. Let's start with Keith in Shorewood. Keith, now, do you think one of them needs to stay and one of them needs to go?
I think they both need to stay. And I just explained this to your producer. This is a team that has a pretty good potential to be a 500 team. If they don't get to the playoffs, that's fine. But if you're 500, how many wins are you looking to get to? 10 more wins to be, pretty, division or be in a wild card? And then who are you adding above both those guys to get there if you're subtracting them off your team? I don't know what they're going to get. I imagine they would get some good prospects, but they're prospects. You already have your base of players. Haps in there. We're good at shortstop. We're good at second base with Horner. We got to find a first baseman and a third baseman. Are you bringing in that person? And then how are you replacing Bellinger? I mean, I know there's a couple outfielders in the system that, have the potential to be there, but I don't understand the idea of if this team's 20 games under 500, it's a whole different story. Then, yeah, go ahead and trade and keep adding to the farm system and build from there. But that's not where this team is right now. They're potentially going to finish 500. So where do you go from there? How do you replace the two guys you're subtracting to make your team better? Well, that's where I'm at.
That's a great point, Keith, and thank you for that. And you bring up some great observations, or you point out some great ones, which is, you got to fix the first base situation, something that they've tried to address. Matt Mervis, Jared Young, who just got sent down with Dansby getting called up, Trey Mancini, there's uncertainty there. So, yes, that is somewhere you got to fix it. And then you're right, where do they go from here? And I think any Cub fan would want to say, I like what I see. Can we make this better? I like what I see. This makes me feel good, but I know there can be another level that we can go to. Let's do that. And I think that's what a lot of these people are saying as they're calling in right now. Again, it's Gabe Ramirez filling in for Matt Spiegel here on Hit and Run 670, The Score, leading you into Cubs pregame that starts at 12:45. Mike Esposito got the call there with Spiegs and Elise Menneker in the booth. Let's go to John out in Wheaton. Now, John, you feel strongly about Belly because of what he's been doing lately, right?
Yeah, I do. And here's the other thing that I feel strongly about. Mervis is 25 years old and has not broken into the major leagues yet. Bellinger's 28. They're almost 3 years exactly apart to each other, 3 years and 2 months. So you're going to be playing Mervis as a full-time first baseman in his age 26 season. When you could sign Bellinger, you can get Bellinger for 4 years. And, if Mervis breaks through, great. You can play Bellinger in other spots, but I just don't think he's going to at this point. Like, how many other 26-year-old full-time first-year players in Major League Baseball play at above replacement level for a prolonged period of time? It just doesn't happen. So pay Bellinger. Let him transition to first base. You can probably keep him there until his age 32 season. And build around what you have. You need consistent power that isn't striking out 30% of the time.
John, love the call. Thanks for it. And I think, obviously, first base Belly sounds good to a lot of people. Ugh, look at Sean Sears, my Cub fan. First base Belly?
I would take it in a heartbeat.
But as you allow the team to be built and continue to grow, that's where first base belly is a sexy idea, because now you're saying, oh, can I get a young, you know, guy, not saying PCA, and that's everybody's thinking, but I'm saying someone that can hold that space down. Maybe Christopher Murat, like, you don't know. But as it gets built out, can there be better options? You have pieces. Can they be better? I think that's what a lot of people are hoping for. And you have pieces in Stroman and Belly. Why get rid of them for prospects? What direction are you going in?
Right.
That's what everybody's asking.
And that's really kind of the question, is because, like, if you're selling the idea, you're competing next year, you're going to be good. You can't go get a bunch of young guys and say, well, this 19-year-old will be good in three seasons. Mm-hmm. Well, this core is going to, that you've created now by signing Happ and Horner, like, you can't take a guy and say he's going to be our starting third baseman in four seasons. That's not what you need right now.
312-644-6767. Let's go to Chris out in Dubuque, Iowa. I know my guy Pitbull was out there. Don't tell me you went to go see him, Chris. All right. But when it comes to the situation.
No, I did not. I'm a little old for Pitbull. Sorry.
That's all right. I'm glad you know about it, though. I'm just happy you know about it, Chris. Chris, we're talking about Stroman and Belly. What's your take on them?
I think they get rid of both of them, and they're going to be a 500 team. If they keep them both, they're going to be a 500 team. Their problem is they got five players on that team who are exactly the same. Belly's on a heater right now, and he's great. I don't think he's going to stay on that heater all year. I don't think he's much of a different player than Swanson, or whether he's a different player than the other Happ. They're all the same players. They are getting no production out of first base, second base, catcher, and designated hitter. They need to fill those spots, and they're going to try and sign Belly with the agent that he's got. They're going to way overpay for him, and that's going to be the issue. If we had Cardinals first baseman and third baseman, where would we be? But we're getting no production out of four positions, and we need to fix that. We need to find a place for morale, and then we need to get Mancini the heck out of the lineup, and the bald kid at third base, need to get rid of him too. I mean, we need to do something different.
Appreciate the call, Chris. And sometimes you get to that point as a fan where, just like I mentioned with the White Sox, sometimes you just want to cheer for something different. And if you feel, like Chris just did, that a lot of these players are mirror images of themselves, then you'd want to shake it up. But that's not what people are saying. That's not what I'm thinking. I'm trying to think of it from a fan's perspective. If I am a Bleacher bum, and I am coming out with my fam or whoever it is, I want to see Marcus Stroman pitch. I'm sorry. I don't want a Caleb Killian start. I don't want that. I want a Stroman start. I want fire. I want passion. I want commitment to the team, loyalty. I want that. I want to root for that. And with Cody Bellinger, I think it's the same thing. So I said, it's giving me Rizzo vibes. You want to love it. And you want to love it not just for a summer fling, for a long time thing. Let's go ahead and take one more. Let's take Jimmy out in Naperville. Jimmy.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Stroman, Bellinger, what do you think?
I mean, I think the Cubs are arguably the best team in the Central right now. And They need to be adding. I do not want to see them start subtracting right now. They can compete. They can potentially win this division. They can go to the playoffs. And I think Theo used to say, hey, you just got to get to the playoffs. And if you can get to the playoffs, now you're competing for a World Series. The Cardinals have done it before. They've had a bad year where their run differential is like 25, and they go on and win the World Series. It's like the Cubs can compete right now. I don't want to see them subtract. I want to see them add. Go on and get a bat to play third base. Get a bat to play in the outfield. Get a bat to play DH. Go out and get another pitcher that can throw, you know, six, seven innings every day or every fifth day. That's what they need to be doing right now, not subtracting.
I hear you.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man, Jaime Candelar looked real good in blue pinstripes.
Stop it.
He was a Cub prospect. The candy man.
The candy man. Sean, would you feel good if July 30th, the Cubs went out and added.
Yes. Hands down. Yes.
But what would you be feeling good about? Feeling good that, like he said, you just get me in the playoffs because you never know what could happen? Like, is that really like a believable thing?
No. It's not.
Right.
I want to see them push for it because I think that's good for this team. I don't think sitting here and playing meaningless games in August and September and giving like Nelson Velasquez at bats is super helpful to your future, your team. Okay. So I say push for the playoffs. Put the pressure on this team. Continue to have them play meaningful baseball games. Even if they fall out, this will be better for your team next year. And you're not having to fill as many holes next year. If you're saying Cody Bellinger, Marcus Stroman, you stayed on this team. Like Stroman's technically still on this team next year. Bellinger has a mutual option. These guys aren't like for sure gone. Now, Bellinger probably is. He's going to get paid. So the Cubs are going to have to pay him that money. But you have a much better chance of keeping this group together if they stay on this team and you aren't sending them to go play for the Blue Jays or sending them to play for the Astros.
And that's why I said it's about building and continuing to build. And that might be in the offseason. But if you can solidify your roster by, you know, having these guys, and then it makes free agents feel good about coming to Chicago. Well, it makes like people feel good.
But internal vibe inside that clubhouse gets better too.
Right. And the other thing is, right, you give them an opportunity to battle towards the end of the season. And when you're looking at the schedule for the Chicago Cubs, even just for the remainder of the month, you finish out your set with St. Louis, two against the White Sox, four more at St. Louis, and then you start your four-game set against Cincinnati. That's just the rest of July right there. Those are bad teams. Let's be very clear. St. Louis, obviously, they went on a hot streak. They just won a bunch of games in a row. But you should beat them. So if you have five more games against St. Louis and two against the White Sox, I mean, you could be in a position where you're at least battling. And I think that's what I think is something that they should be doing.
Give me that puncher's chance, baby. Come on. So let's Dame Dolla this.
I'm saying, hey, Dansby Swanson back in the lineup. Just saying.
You want to know something funny? My girlfriend calls him Swansby.
Swansby?
She like thinks his name is Swansby.
Swansby dancing? Something like that.
That's a name.
All right. It's Gabe Ramirez filling in for Matt Spiegel here on Hit and Run. We'll take some more calls, take a look around Major League Baseball, see what's on tap. Also talk about our starters for the Cubs versus Cardinals, which will be right here on 670 The Score.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Here comes the 2-2 to Cody Bellinger with the bases full. He hits that one on the right side and through. Coming in to score is Tauchman. Behind him is Horner. He'll score. Sliding into third is Ian Happ. Cody Bellinger with a two-run single. And the Cubs now lead this one by the score of 7-6. Wrigley is a madhouse.
Sure. Well, he's carried us a little bit with some other guys scuffling right now. The wins we have had, he's had really good games. I think Dansby being back was really clear today, right? And how it lengthened the lineup, pushing some of those other guys down a little bit. It really is a season full of this guy's going well, this guy's not, and who's going to carry us in those moments. And Belly's definitely done that, done a really nice job. Nico had a really nice day today. Happ had some balls finally fall for him. Saya is starting to get on track with some ball, the doubles down the line, and hitting some balls hard. You know, Belly mixed in there and getting Dansby back, starts to feel like the offense is really, really deep again. And I think that's a good sign. Like you said, these guys are really fighting for every pitch, taking their walks, and also getting big hits.
Gabe Ramirez, right here on Hit and Run, filling in for Matt Spiegel today. As you heard, he's busy doing the call for the Cubs, man. And been doing a fantastic job. He and Elise Menneker, as has Mike Esposito on pre and post all weekend long as well. And, of course, Cubs taking on the Cardinals at Wrigley Field today. Pregame begins at 12:45. First pitch is at 1:20. Right here on The Score in the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. And if you're at a barbecue, like I'm probably going to be a little bit later, I'm actually going to be at Dunham Park. That's where I'm going. I missed out on calling the championship game. I was supposed to do that earlier today. I got to work, guys. But I'm headed over there right after this. They got an awards ceremony. They got a bunch of other stuff. So I'm going to be hanging out with all the families over there on the northwest side. It's right around my mom's house. So Shout out to everybody that's headed to Dunham Park. I'll see you guys over there in just a little bit. All right. And then in the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Tony Andracki about these Chicago Cubs as they finish out their 4-game set against the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll be talking to him at the top of the hour. And then after that, a treat. Sonically, for your ears, a treat, but also for your Cub fandom, Pat Hughes' Hall of Fame speech will be aired right here in its entirety right before Cubs pregame. Again, that begins at 12:45, all that coming up at the top of the hour. It's Gabe Ramirez again, and we were talking a little bit about, you know, these Cubs and the situation that they're in. And, you know, because Sean, I asked the question about the White Sox all show long, but the same thing should be asked to the Cubs is, you know, what are you adding, right? Or what would be different about this team that then makes them sit atop the NL Central, or that makes them a bona fide playoff team? Like, what is it? Because they have the pieces in place. You feel good about what's there, but what is the thing that you could plop in there without saying Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, I mean, like, the clear answer is Ohtani, right? But I think you need another bet. You need someone like I mentioned, Jaime.
So you feel good about the pitching?
I feel okay about the pitching now.
Or would you want another star? Let's be greedy here. My friend says it's okay to be greedy. I mean, Mark Grody. Shout out to Groats.
I mean, if there was a pitcher out there they could acquire, yes.
Okay, so starting pitcher. Let's be greedy. Let's do a list here. Starting pitcher.
I think a starting pitcher, if you could find a back-end reliever, and then you need another lefty bat, or just a power bat, another DH-type guy. That's really what you're
like
looking for.
Like a Schwarber.
For. Yeah. Don't get me started. Ugh. We DFA'd that guy for nothing.
Say Schwarber around any Cubs fan. Just stay quiet after that, and then... It'll take care of itself. It'll just take care
of
itself.
It just hurts because it's so dumb.
But I hear the laundry list of things. And, I mean, again, when you're looking at the team, remember, it's about solutions, not problems. The problems can be, you know, the Cubs need this. But, you know, first base, that's what you would like, a power lefty first baseman. Maybe the Yankees are dissatisfied with Rizzo to the point where they'd say, you know, let him come back over. Could you imagine Rizzo coming over for really cheap? Just that's just silly, right? Silly. This is a silly conversation.
It would be amazing, but yeah, no, but it's not going
to
happen.
It's talk radio based. Right. Let's say he were to just come over and just, like, you know, be that strong bat in the middle of the lineup that does clean up some of these base hits, and Cubs do go on some crazy run. Only 7.5 back. 7.5 is not an insurmountable lead. I will say, Cubs fans, take a look at the beginning of August, the first half of August. It is a gauntlet of sorts. Not nice. So Cubs definitely need to win some games and pile some together against the Cardinals, White Sox, and then back again against the Cards, so that way they can withstand something, some of that stuff that could be happening. Let's take one more call. Let's go to Ted out in Northbrook. Now, Ted, a lot of people have been talking about Cody Bellinger, but, I mean, Stroman and what he's been doing. But from a fan's perspective, don't you just want to root for a guy like that?
For sure. And, you know, it's a no-brainer to me. You know, we add by not subtracting in the short term. And, you know, we're building for next year, I hope, not for getting prospects for 5 years from now. You know, you got to keep these guys. Let's say you get rid of them. And what are you looking for next year? You're looking for the same guys. You know, right now we're at the front of the line. We got first dibs at them, at least, or first shot. Let's go for it.
Yeah, I think
we'll be crying in baseball if they don't.
A good callback right there, Ted. I think the consensus is just that Cubs fans want to continue to build off of what they have. And I think that's okay. And if that means, you know, like some people are upset about a 500 team that misses the playoffs, they just have to be okay with that. Your expectation has to match your reality. Again, it's Gabe Ramirez filling in for Matt Spiegel here on Hit and Run. Here's a little British Open update. Brian Harman, we talked about it yesterday on Early Odds, did we not? Plus 165 to win with a 5-stroke lead. He shot, I think it was 6 under in round 2.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you think he's going to do for the rest of the last 2 rounds? He shot 4 under in round 1, so he was only getting better. Obviously, he felt good. And what did he do? He's still a 5-stroke lead right now over Sepp Straka, who's at 8 under. Tom Kim's at 7 under, tied with Jason Day and a couple of other guys that are going to be trying to catch Brian. But I'm telling you, he's hot. Try to find the money right now. The Open Championship updates on the score presented by the BMW Championship, hosted at Olympia Fields Country Club this August. Make sure you're out there. You know you golf fans are going to want to be the thirsties that are out there. All right, and if you're thirsty for some more Cubs baseball, we got it for you. Tony Andracki from the Marquee Sports Network hangs out with us next. He'll give us his outlook on the upcoming Chicago Cubs versus Cardinals game. We'll do that after this. It's Gabe Ramirez filling in for Matt Spiegel on Hit and Run here on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Here comes the 2-2 to Cody Bellinger with the bases full. He hits that one on the right side and through. Coming in to score is Tauchman. Behind him is Horner. He'll score. Sliding into third is Ian Happ. Cody Bellinger with a two-run single. And the Cubs now lead this one by the score of 7-6. Wrigley is a madhouse.
Sure. Well, he's carried us a little bit with some other guys scuffling right now. The wins we have had, he's had really good games. I think Dansby being back was really clear today, right? And the, how it lengthened the lineup, pushing some of those other guys down a little bit. It really is a season full of this guy's going well, this guy's not, and who's going to carry us in those moments. And Belly's definitely done that, done a really nice job. Nico had a really nice day today. Happ had some balls finally fall for him. Saya is starting to get on track with some ball, the doubles down the line, and hitting some balls hard. You know, Belly mix in there and getting Dansby back, starts to feel like the offense is really, really deep again. And I think that's a good sign. Like you said, these guys are really fighting for every pitch, taking their walks, and also getting big hits.
Gabe Ramirez, right here on Hit and Run, filling in for Matt Spiegel today. As you heard, he's busy doing the call for the Cubs, man. And been doing a fantastic job. He and Elise Menneker, as has Mike Esposito on pre and post all weekend long as well. And, of course, Cubs taking on the Cardinals at Wrigley Field today. Pregame begins at 12:45. First pitch is at 1:20. Right here on the Score in the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. And if you're at a barbecue, like I'm probably going to be a little bit later, I'm actually going to be at Dunham Park. That's where I'm going. I missed out on calling the championship game. I was supposed to do that earlier today. I got to work, guys. But I'm headed over there right after this. They got an awards ceremony. They got a bunch of other stuff. So I'm going to be hanging out with all the families over there on the Northwest side. So I'm at my mom's house. So shout out to everybody that's headed to Dunham Park. I'll see you guys over there in just a little bit. All right. And then in the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Tony Andracki about the Chicago Cubs as they finish out their 4-game set against the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll be talking to him at the top of the hour. And then after that, a treat. Sonically, for your ears, a treat, but also for your Cub fandom, Pat Hughes' Hall of Fame speech will be aired right here in its entirety, right before Cubs pregame. Again, that begins at 12:45. All that coming up at the top of the hour. It's Gabe Ramirez again, and we were talking a little bit about, you know, these Cubs and the situation that they're in. And, you know, because Sean, I asked the question about the White Sox all show long, but the same thing should be asked to the Cubs is, you know, what are you adding, right? Or what would be different about this team that then makes them sit atop the NL Central, or that makes them a bona fide playoff team? Like, what is it? Because they have the pieces in place. You feel good about what's there, but what's right. What is the thing that you could plop in there without saying Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, I mean, like, the clear answer is Ohtani, right? I think you need another bet. You need someone like I mentioned, Jaime.
So
Candelaria,
you feel good about the pitching.
I feel okay about the pitching now.
Or would you want another star? Let's be greedy here. My friend says it's okay to be greedy. I mean, Mark Grody. Shout out to Groats.
I mean, if there was a pitcher out there they could acquire, yes.
Okay, so starting pitcher. Let's be greedy. Let's do a list here. Starting pitcher.
I think a starting pitcher, if you could find a back-end reliever, and then you need a little lefty bat, or just a power bat, another DH-type guy. That's really what you're
like
looking for.
Like a Schwarber.
For. Yeah. Don't get me started. Ugh. We DFA'd that guy for nothing.
Say Schwarber around any Cubs fan. Just stay quiet after that, and then... It'll take care of itself.
It just hurts because it's so dumb.
But I hear the laundry list of things. And, I mean, again, when you're looking at the team, remember, it's about solutions, not problems. The problems can be, you know, the Cubs need this. But, you know, first base, that's what you would like, a power lefty first baseman. Maybe the Yankees are dissatisfied with Rizzo to the point where they say, you know, let him come back over. Could you imagine Rizzo coming over for really cheap? That's silly, right? Silly. This is a silly conversation.
It would be amazing, but yeah, no,
but
it's not
going to
happen.
It's talk radio based. Right. Let's say he were to just come over and just, like, you know, be that strong bat in the middle of the lineup that does clean up some of these base hits, and Cubs do go on some crazy run. Only 7.5 back. 7.5 is not an insurmountable lead. I will say, Cubs fans, take a look at the beginning of August, the first half of August. It is a gauntlet of sorts. Not nice. So Cubs definitely need to win some games and pile some together against the Cardinals, White Sox, and then back again against the Cards, so that way they can withstand some of that stuff that could be happening. Let's take one more call. Let's go to Ted out in Northbrook. Now, Ted, a lot of people have been talking about Cody Bellinger, but, I mean, Stroman and what he's been doing. But from a fan's perspective, don't you just want to root for a guy like that?
For sure. And, you know, it's a no-brainer to me. You know, we add by not subtracting in the short term. And, you know, we're building for next year, I hope, not for getting prospects for 5 years from now. You know, you got to keep these guys. Let's say you get rid of them. And what are you looking for next year? You're looking for the same guys. You know, right now we're at the front of the line. We got first dibs at them, at least, or first shot. Let's go for it.
Yeah, I think
we'll be crying in baseball if they don't.
A good callback right there, Ted. I think the consensus is just that Cubs fans want to continue to build off of what they have. And I think that's okay. And if that means, you know, like some people are upset about a 500 team that misses the playoffs, they just have to be okay with that. Your expectation has to match your reality. Again, it's Gabe Ramirez filling in for Matt Spiegel here on Hit and Run. Here's a little British Open update. Brian Harman, we talked about it yesterday on Early Odds, did we not? Plus 165 to win with a 5-stroke lead. He shot, I think it was 6 under in round 2.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you think he's going to do for the rest of the last two rounds? He shot 4 under in round 1, so he was only getting better. Obviously, he felt good. And what did he do? He's still a 5-stroke lead right now over Sepp Straka, who's at 8 under. Tom Kim's a 7 under, tied with Jason Day and a couple of other guys that are going to be trying to catch Brian. But I'm telling you, he's hot. Try to find the money right now. The Open Championship updates on the score are presented by the BMW Championship, hosted at Olympia Fields Country Club this August. Make sure you're out there. You know you golf fans are going to want to be the thirsties that are out there. All right, and if you're thirsty for some more Cubs baseball, we got it for you. Tony Andracki from the Marquee Sports Network hangs out with us next. He'll give us his outlook on the upcoming Chicago Cubs versus Cardinals game. We'll do that after this. It's Gabe Ramirez filling in for Matt Spiegel on Hit and Run here on 670 The Score.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.